This is the Game Informer Online Radio Podcast, edited by the one and only Kube24, bitches.
This is the beginning of Act 2.
Hey everybody, we're back. So, I guess we're just gonna start off with some news that happened this week.
Yep.
First of all, I wanna start off with what came out. Fight Night Champion for the PS3 and Xbox 360.
Hearing good things about it.
Yeah, Dan Reichert's been tweeting about it, saying, yeah. He even posted a picture of, like, a face, some kind of a face thing that he did. He's going against Mike Tyson. And I think that might have been a joke for the Punch-Out replay where he couldn't beat Mike Tyson.
Couldn't beat Mike Tyson? I can still beat Mike Tyson.
Oh, really?
Because I'm that awesome.
Cop.
I like to see it.
I'm the wizard. Yeah, Captain N.
Disgaea 3, Absence of Justice, or something like that for the PlayStation 3. I thought that already came out. It might just be like a new version of or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
or it could just be a mess up on GI's end.
So it's like, with a name like Disgaea, I can't remember what comes out because there's always like a billion offshoots. Those types of
still good, surprisingly, still managed to be funny and good.
I'm not doubting that. It's just got a name that I can't remember ever, even at gunpoint.
Is it similar to all the Final Fantasy different numbers where, you know, Final Fantasy X is really 3 and then Final Fantasy Tactics and all that stuff?
Pretty
not
much.
That bad.
Not that bad, okay.
Maybe not that bad, not yet. But
we're going to get some hate mail from some Final Fantasy fans.
Oh, bring the hell up.
Final Fantasy fans.
Point them my way.
Yeah.
And JR is a Final Fantasy fan.
He's a what?
He's a Final Fantasy fan.
I like Final Fantasy 2, but I'll make fun of it forever.
Well, let me just say, so that I don't get too much hate mail, that I am not making fun of Final Fantasy, I'm making fun of their names.
Yeah. Their marketing department.
Right,
yeah, I love Final Fantasy. That was the reason I bought... 7 was the reason I bought the original PlayStation. And yeah, I cried when Aeris died. Shut up! So...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Darth Vader is Luke's father.
For a 2002
Final Fantasy
or something. Like yeah.
And then, but even like a 3/6, whatever you feel like calling it, those were awesome. And then they just got kind of, what's the word? Just like very emaciated heroes that I didn't want to look at for 30 or 40 hours. And like, feathered hair and stuff. I'm like, it's like, ugh. You know, give me a dude with a knife and swords and wood, and laser guns and whatever. Whatever Final Fantasy has.
You know, instead of the Game Informer community podcast, we should probably call this Tangent Incorporated podcast.
Yes.
That's a good name. I'd take that name for a band.
Tangent Incorporated.
That is like an indie. I'm trying to think of what music they would play though. Like maybe soft rock.
Maybe soft rock.
Whatever they play, they'd forget and go on to something else.
Some shoegaze or something.
Start off with like soft rock, go to heavy metal, then like some smooth jazz.
So Michael, what else came out today?
Yes.
Some Disgaea game for PSP. Let's not get into that again.
Right.
Crying.
Let's replay the last 5 minutes.
Rango, which is a licensed game, came out for most of the platforms. It's probably just some kind of cash in. It's probably not very good.
Yeah.
What kind of license? What is that?
It's
a movie. Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it's
movie.
A Johnny Depp. It's not Pixar. Who's doing it? Is that DreamWorks?
I don't even think it's a really named studio. Yeah. I think it's just some random people.
They had enough money to talk Johnny Depp into doing a voiceover for a lizard. So, whoever they are. You know.
They have more money than we do.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that it's got 100% out of like 9 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So it must be a pretty good movie.
Wait, 100% on?
Yeah.
Right, I'm not sure. I'm always confused on how they're scaling. Where I thought 100% meant it was like completely and totally direct.
No, no, 100%, 100% fresh. It's a freshness rating.
Oh, okay.
So as you get lower, it gets less and less fresh until you're getting into rotten territory.
Gotcha. Okay, I see.
And that's out of 9 reviews. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. What? Nice sample.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rango will not be on my shopping list this week.
Well, you said you like to play bad games.
You know, you are right, and you're calling me out, and man, damn it, I'm going to have to own up to that. All right, if someone wants to send me a copy of Rango...
You like to play bad games, you don't like to buy them.
Right. I'll play bad games, or I'll go on Safari through the bargain bin for them and pay, you know, double nickels on the dime or something. But... I'm not going to spend a full 50 or 60 bucks on a movie licensed game like Rango. That's just silly.
So, anyways, that silly. MMO, that PC MMO Rift came out. I haven't actually heard much about it because I haven't paid attention to it. Because I'm not really a PC gamer. But
one of the GIO crew has been tweeting up a storm about it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tied
Titanies.
Tied his Twitter account to the game. So anytime he gets an achievement in game, it says it on Twitter. So that's all awesome. So thanks a lot, Adam.
Blowing up your Twitter.
Thanks for crapping up the Twitter feed. Jerk.
I got it first.
Yeah, you did.
Probably yeah. The biggest release of this week, Chuck E. Cheese's sports games.
Oh my god!
Wait, what system is that for?
Wii.
Damn.
Ha! Fine.
I don't have a Wii.
Is there skee ball involved?
Probably.
Is there like really crappy pizza that you like wish you didn't eat? But ate anyways because it was there and like kids had it, so you're like, I'm gonna take some kids' food.
Temperatures of pizza. Pizza's the temperature of plasma. Yeah, I messed up that joke. Damn.
Okay, here is how old I am. I have not eaten at a Chuck E. Cheese's since the Showbiz Pizza became Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I remember Showbiz. I remember, with the big gorilla guy. I can't remember his name.
Yep, the big gorilla guy. I forget who.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Old.
Yep, old.
Hey, when you got somebody older than Saint, then you know they're old.
Old Saint. Don't I now? Nah,
he's 38, I think.
Well, that's not too. Not too.
Well, that's what I mean. Somebody older than that.
Yeah.
But seriously, probably the biggest release of. Well, it's coming out this Sunday, so either whatever you think, it's on this weekend. It's Pokemon Black and White. So.
Yeah, that's right. That they always go for Sunday releases for some reason, right?
Yeah, it's some kind of. I think it might be something to do with Japanese time or something like that. I could be completely wrong.
Being released in U.S. and like worldwide the same day.
No, it's been out for a while in Japan. Just like the 3DS, Japan gets everything first because Nintendo likes Japan.
Yeah. They kind of live there, so.
Nintendo likes their country. You heard it here first. Nintendo likes their country.
Yeah, I first heard that about the Sunday releasing when they were talking about Dragon Quest X, I think it was. There, and that was coming out on a Sunday, and they commented on it is, I think, a Japanese thing for whatever reason. And I couldn't tell you why, though.
I think it'd be better to release it on a Friday because it's like Dragon Quest and Monster Hunter and Pokemon. Like, in Japan, work just stops for weeks when those games come out.
That would get you fired over here, probably. At least where I work.
I mean, people take vacation days just for that kind of thing, so.
Yep, can't say that I'm not guilty about calling in sick once or twice when Ocarina of Time first came out.
That's a good use of sick days.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even have sick days. I was like, I'm just sick.
Just calling dead.
Yep. I am ill.
The next zombie game, I'm sure. I'm dead.
Right. What else? The Chuck E. Cheese can't be that. Is that the big finisher of this week? Is that the closer?
No.
Pokemon.
Okay. Pokemon was.
That's right. Duh. I am a donkey.
That was such a big release that it wasn't even on the list.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
Couldn't fit.
Because it wasn't like it. I get my what games are coming out for the GI thing. And what Jeff posts every single week. Yeah. And it didn't have that because to most people, I count Sunday since it's the weekend. I count it as part of the week. But I guess Jeff counts it as the beginning of the week. So he'd post like on Tuesday or Monday.
Most calendars start on Sunday, so.
Yeah. Who cares, really?
Yeah. Screw time.
It's just a day.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
I could go on a big tangent about Roman history and everything, but I won't.
Yeah, that's what we need in this podcast.
That'll be next week, if you care to join us.
Not even games at this point. We're just going to talk about Roman history.
Yeah.
Talk about aqueducts.
That'll be our April 1st podcast.
Yeah, there we go. The April Fool's joke on the listener.
Yes.
I actually had a pretty good idea I was going to ask Sean about for April 1st, but I'll keep that for later.
Yeah, keep that on download. Don't spill the beans just yet.
Yeah, I haven't asked him about it yet, but I thought it was a pretty
Coop,
good
edit
idea.
Edit that out.
Yeah, Coop.
No, don't edit it out. Let him sit on that for a while.
Okay. Sit on it, Potsy.
Teasing the subscribers.
Yep. So anyways, the news this week, Take-Two registers some donated names that sound GTA 5 related.
Okay.
Oh, like what?
CashForDeadDreams.com. SixFigureTims.com, StopPayingYourMortgage.com, HammersteinFoss.com, and LifeInvader.com.
That sounds like something one of the radio commercial or some of the radio commercials they'd have in GTA or TV commercials and stuff.
Yeah, stop definitely.
Mortgage.
That last one just sounds intrusive.
Which one?
LifeInvader.
LifeInvader.
Someone just kicks into your door. Play GTA now. But I'm cooking.
That was the nickname of my ex-girlfriend. Hyphen it.
Good thing she's not listening to this.
No. She had nothing to do with video games whatsoever. She hated them. So.
And next in news.
Yes, let's keep it going.
We got the GTA stuff.
Sonic 4 Episode 2 is in the works. One of the creators posted on a forum that it is being worked on.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah, I like Sonic 4 Episode 1, so, and like, spoiler alert, there's like a tease once you get all the Chaos Emeralds that has a shadow of Metal Sonic, so.
Ooh, dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
I have to say I was never a Sonic player, so that doesn't really mean much to me. But.
Ooh.
I like Sonic, I'm not like Tim Turry, you know, infatuated with Sonic. I don't draw pictures of Sonic at a bar in crayon.
Back to that again.
When he's trying to pick up somebody?
Let's hope to God not.
Free drinks for that?
If you can trade a drawing, a Crayola drawing of Sonic for free drinks at a bar, more power to you. I need to get on that kind of deal. That's
the bartender hung it up at a bar, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took the picture of it. Yeah, he said he took a picture of it, then he took a picture of it a week later, and it was still up at the bar.
Hmm. And where's this bar again? I need to go.
Yeah.
over in crazy Game Informer Minnesota land.
Crazy Game Informer Minnesota land.
When you're in Minnesota and you have a drinking quota.
But you'd be amazed the different ways that you can get free drinks at bars, depending on the circumstance. I actually went to...
Nope.
What was that?
You continue. I was interrupting. My apologies. That was sick.
No, I was just saying. I graduated from Iowa State, and I went into a bar with my Iowa State jacket on, and he actually bought me a beer. Said anybody brave enough to wear a jacket like that in here, I'm going to buy a beer for.
Oh
man.
I was just going to suggest if you have big breast tissues.
Well, that's
typically, yeah.
That's standard, yeah.
That's a universal kind of code.
Well, we're on a tangent again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So Sonic 4.
Sonic 4. Part 2.
Let's hope it doesn't take as long as Half-Life Episode 3 to come out.
Ah, pot shots.
That's what you get. You get the source code for it when you hack into Gabe's.
Yes.
You get a coupon for like 50 cents off Half-Life 3.
As a side note, for those who do not know yet, Gabe Newell recently gave out his username and password to everyone and told them, go for it, I dare you.
Yep. Yeah, we weren't recording.
We talked about that when we were not recording.
So, yes, anybody feels like hacking the Gibson out there, you have a new target. So, get on it, internets. See what you win.
Anything else about Sonic 4?
Not really. Just that okay. It's in the works, and it's not a Sonic CD remake.
So. Oh, wait, Sonic CD remake?
Yeah, it's not. Oh, it has no Sonic in it, I think, but it's not a Sonic CD remake. That's what they said.
Well, shucks.
Well, this is supposed to, you know, the whole episodic release of Sonic 4 is supposed to revitalize the franchise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to, but a lot of people didn't really like Sonic 4 that much.
Yeah, I read some kind of negative reviews about it.
I personally liked it. I thought it was a really good Sonic game.
I think most of
it's just like purists and stuff that don't want the spin attack, don't want the homing attack, don't want the speed, as many speed dashes that are there.
You're gonna make your own game then, Princess. Come on.
Someone actually did, called Sonic Command Remake.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll shut up then.
I want to see that.
In your face.
Yeah. Jeez. Gee willikers, Beav.
But segueing from Sonic.
Before
we go on to some more tangents.
I was just going to say before we go on, I'll leave it to Beaver tangent.
Remember the Genesis guys? Sega Genesis?
The console Genesis?
Oh, the Sega Genesis.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a new game released for it.
Wait. Like a homebrew game, or?
Yeah, I think.
Or like a legitimate game.
I think it was a homebrew game. Game Informer got it in the office, I think.
Whoa, they sent Game Informer a copy. Neat.
Yeah, kind of weird. I read it and I didn't write much of the details down, but it's just a new Genesis RPG, and it's just kind of weird.
That's almost like Stalker creepy, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember reading that. I was just like, I give props to anyone who made a game, who makes a game for a system that's been dead for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Props to you. More power to you.
A Dreamcast.
Yeah, the dude just like, I made you a new Genesis game. Love me. Like, I don't know.
I think they made multiple copies. I think just Game Informer got one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're actually selling it, I think. There's actually like an underground community that they're actually
selling. A whole huge homebrew community, like especially going as far back as like the 2600 and before.
Yeah, like they made that Halo game for the Atari 2600.
They made that.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
I don't know if that was made for like and put on a cartridge or if that was just like an emulator or something. And
no, I think you could buy it on a cartridge for real. Okay.
Because I know a lot of like the retro gaming conventions, a lot of the homebrew guys go there and they kind of like trade the collectible games and you know sell their homebrew stuff, which. I've played a few of the homebrew Atari games. Like, they redid the classic arcade game Berserk, but added voice to it. They added the robot's voice and crammed it into a 2600 card that runs on the Atari 2600 hardware. So,
wow.
That's...
I bet the robot's voice sounds really crappy, though.
It does. I mean, it's a 2600. I mean, but the fact that they were able to do that and you can kind of make out what they're saying is pretty impressive. And the train just got derailed, so...
Yep. So, what's next, Mike?
What's next?
GI's April cover is revealed. It's Saints Row the Third.
Ooh.
This is Dan's first cover story, too.
Yes, it is.
Oh, right.
I am I'm
proud
excited
of my little Dan.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yes.
Yay.
Off that.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay.
Yay.
But since it's April, this also means Game Enforcer.
Oh, yeah. I love the Game Enforcers. That kind of came out all crooked. But
yeah, try it again.
I love the Game Enforcers.
You know what I love even more than the Game Enforcer is the inevitable letters about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful. Why are you bashing this game? That's not nice. That's not in this game. What are you guys talking about?
When did this game release?
Oh, no, someone understands sarcasm.
It's the same thing about those articles where they kind of insult all the popular games.
Yeah,
the Sacred Cow Barbecue. Yep.
Yeah, Sacred Cow Barbecue, that's right.
Love those.
It's like people just don't get the point.
No, it's just a game, guys.
But getting back to the story a little bit, Saints Row 3 is something I'm looking forward to.
Oh, you have no idea how much I'm looking forward to the game.
I've never played a Saints Row game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't either.
Oh, they're awesome. When the first one came out and I had my 360, it was early in that time. It was kind of a GTA fix because, you know, there had been so much time in between GTA 3 and then, San Andreas and then 4. But as I was playing, it was like, you know, they do such a good job being GTA-like, but not actually emulating GTA, and the tone is just so much different.
Oh, definitely. It's, on the surface, it looks like a GTA clone, you know, and, but once you get into the game, there is, I didn't play Saints Row 1, I'm speaking about Saints Row 2 mainly. Once you get into the game, there is layer underneath layer underneath layer of the most ridiculous, itchy and scratchy kind of violence you can think of.
It's so outlandish. And
it's insane.
Whoever thought up insurance fraud?
Oh, God.
It's awesome.
That, the Fuzz TV show missions.
Yeah, which, those two.
Doing like a cops TV show, but they give you chainsaws to go chop up a pack of chop in half a pack of people that are like committing insurance fraud, or they'll give you like RPG missiles for like a handful of skateboarding teenagers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the insurance fraud missions, for those who don't know, it's basically you go to a designated area and then you're trying to have cars hit you and you basically go boneless by pulling the right trigger or whatever, and
just go straight
you go flying and bounce off things, and it's hilarious.
And they have poop trucks, which some of you may have...
infamous poop trucks.
There's a poop truck. You can... it's like a tanker truck, except there's two turrets on top. One player like sprays poo from one turret, the other player sprays poo from the other turret. And one of the missions is like, okay, there's a pool party, go spray poo in the pool, or you know, cover these people eating at this cafe on a sidewalk, cover them with poo, and it's
a poo spraying extravaganza.
Yes, it's basically take everything you thought of that was awesome in like third and fourth grade and put it into a game.
Yep. And make it violent.
Extremely violent.
Well, Ben Hansen from Game Informer is on my PSN friends list. I saw him playing Saints Row 2, and I was already interested in it. and I was planning on, like, renting it and asking him if he wanted to play with me or something.
Don't even bother renting it. You can go pick it up for, like, I bought my copy used for, like, $14. So
I just wanted to see if I'd like it.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to see if I'd like it or something. And then my Blockbuster went out of business. Womp, womp, womp.
Sad panda face.
Yes.
So what's so next, Mike?
Yes.
The 3DS had a solid launch because it sold out in Japan.
Sold out, and there's like, 100,000 pre-orders in the UK right now and climbing?
Yeah.
So.
And there's going to be like 150,000 that's going to be in the country, yep. So
everyone's
going to end up. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it's like they're just going to be running. They're going to be tapped out by the end of the week.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's going to be just like the Wii's, where, like, the first 6 months of it being out, mm-hmm. you're not going to find it anywhere.
Oh,
like,
no.
Exactly.
Walmart might have, like, a stockpile, but that's about it.
You'll probably find it on Craigslist for $900.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's why I wanted to get one, because it took me, like, a year to get a Nintendo Wii after it was launched, so.
I was supposed to get it for Christmas 1 year, and I had to wait until the June of the year after to finally get it, because we've been searching for so long.
Dang.
Selling for $900 on Craigslist, eh? I might have to go pre-order two or three of them.
You better hurry. They're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might be a little bit far on the far end of the queue there.
Probably so. Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, I didn't think about flipping that. Again, not smart.
I think a number of people probably pre-order like four or five of them and flip four of them.
Or they probably have them. They probably have it so you can only pre-order like two or one.
Oh, at one store, but you can go to multiple stores and pre-order.
That's true.
Not that I'm advocating that.
No.
Devon Online Radio does not support buying a whole bunch of 3DSs and selling them on Craigslist for tons of overpriced.
I support it, but then again, I don't know. I might do it. I might not. No, I can't. I'm broke. I can't even afford one right now. So,
But think of the investment. Glenn
does not share the same opinions as the rest of the people on Game Informer Online Radio.
I'm my own man. Damn it.
More news.
Was announced. I don't really care.
No, they had the 3DS unboxing over at GI.
Oh yeah, I was
gonna
get that too.
Okay, well then, hey, don't let me jump the gun.
This is my podcast.
It's your podcast. Hey, you are the captain. You are Picard. I am just
Scotty.
I'm Chief O'Brien.
Oh, we can go ahead and talk about that. I was actually I thought Sean was going to be on the show. I was planning on yelling at him for it.
I was going to say it's too bad he couldn't be here.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
We blame him.
Yep, yep. Sean. Always
shake fists.
Grr.
But Matt Helgeson did a video for it, and it looks pretty cool. Like, it has the augmented reality stuff. It takes a picture and then makes like little heads with propellers of your face flying around everywhere. You have to shoot them.
Oh, so this is for people who like to do drugs, basically.
Yeah. But you know what really stole the show was Helgeson's beanie that he had on. That was fashionable.
Yeah.
I don't think I got that far into the video, actually. I was at work watching it.
He had a beanie on for the whole video.
Yeah, oh, the beanie. I thought you said baby.
Yeah, I thought you said baby, too.
Oh, jeez. I need to work on my speech impediment.
Come on, Mr. Actor.
Yeah.
Enunciate. Project.
Oh. I'm just going to talk like this for the rest of the podcast.
It sounds swell.
It's $10 in it for you.
Bully.
So, the iPad
movie,
2...
Movie references for $100, Alex.
Yeah. 3DS is neat, and I apologize for last podcast when I only thought the 3DS only had one camera and not stereoscopic for 3D stuff, because I didn't do my research and or my homework like a good little boy. So
I kept trying to tell you, but Sean kept interrupting.
So again, let's see who we're pointing fingers at. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sean, yes. You're punished.
Yeah, but he's never going to be on the show again. He's just going to say nope.
I think Andy might have actually told him, it's like, if you ever get on that show again.
Fine. You're out of
here. Are we sure he's sick?
He might be.
Are we sure he's not fired already?
Yeah. It's like possible.
The damage was done.
It was, yes. It was a huge flaming ball of death. It was a flaming monorail crashing into a bus full of nuns and school children.
Just like this show.
Yep.
So they should be right at home.
Do what?
Never mind.
I'm sorry. We all got tied up for a second. All right, so 3DS.
Yeah, the 3DS. Some more tech. The iPad 2 was announced. I don't really care.
Yeah, it looks cool, but it doesn't really... It's not really grabbing me to go out and buy one since I've got one of the original iPads. There's some improvements, but nothing really to make me say, oh, $600? Sure, or whatever they're going to charge for it.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what are... compared to, like, just a moderately priced laptop or a netbook, what advantages does the iPad have over something like that? What's see the iPad being used like in a hospital, you know, something like that, where you know, pull up people's charts and stuff and show them. But what are the benefits of having an iPad over just a decent laptop?
It's a giant iPod.
Yeah, for one thing. It's very portable. I mean, it's very light. It's got apps.
There's an app for that.
To tell you the truth, I mean, the laptops I've had have been, you know, kind of clunky, big ones. Yeah. So I don't really have anything to compare it to.
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely the portability is, you know, probably the biggest difference between that.
Also,
yep.
None of us can doubt that it's not one damn sexy piece of technology.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
It is. And next year they'll have the newer one.
The iPad 3.
iPad 3?
No, they're going to be on 4 by next year.
Oh,
let's get 3.
I do plan on maybe I shouldn't say plan on, but I probably will go get the iPhone 5 when it comes out.
Already planning ahead. Start saving.
Yep.
Apple's new slogan.
Happy in this day and
age. We got you by the balls.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like Apple stuff. It's very reliable. It's very solid. I just don't own anything by Apple because. I can get what I need to get done on, you know, a cheaper, more affordable, you know, piece of computation, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
And but believe me, if I had the money for, you know, Mac and Apple stuff, I would have a much easier time doing the stuff that I need to do, you know, just to even have just for a workstation for, you know, audio video editing and all that kind of stuff, because Windows crashes and gets all buggy sometimes.
Oh yeah, I've heard. You know, if you're doing audio or visual, audio and video editing and stuff, it's unbeatable.
Yeah, definitely. That's Mac is the way to go for AV stuff, AV editing.
Yeah, I heard a joke once that said air conditioners are just like computers. It works. They work well until you open Windows.
Ah. Waka waka waka. I liked it.
But you said on Twitter today you like crappy jokes.
I do. I
like Dan's unintentional Sub-Zero is cool.
Sub-Zero is cool.
And I called him out on it.
I do like bad jokes.
Going off on a little tangent here, I did think he was serious. At first I thought he was meaning what he actually did mean. saying that Sub-Zero is cooler than Scorpion, saying that he looked better.
Not temperature-wise.
Yeah. So I told him that his statement was wrong, and I said, oh, crap, I get the joke now. You're saying he's cooler, like, ice, because he's made of ice, got ice powers. And he was like, oh, crap, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, Dan's been known to crack a sour pun every
cool
now
spot
and
is
then.
Cool.
Do what?
He said on one replay, he said, cool spot was cool.
He's an editor. That's the.
That's a scary thing.
The cool spot is cool.
That's the review.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I'll take his word for it. He's the one who turned me on to Saints Row too. So if he says something's cool, you know, I kind of got to go with him for, you know, I got to give it the old college try at least.
So going off the iPad and some worse tech, Panasonic's Jungle was canceled.
I saw that, and I'm like, what the heck is the Jungle?
Yeah, it came in with a whimper, it died with another whimper.
Goodbye.
and maybe the fact that, you know, I haven't heard of it, or people haven't heard of it, maybe that's why they canceled it.
It's just an It's just an MMO handheld.
Yeah. It's basically all it is.
Yep.
For the WoW people who actually want to get some vitamin D from the sun occasionally.
Womp, womp, womp.
If you can't see, I'm scowling at your Starscream picture right now.
I see. I feel your hate.
Scorn.
That's all right. I rag on all my friends. If I didn't rag on you, I don't like you.
I love everybody.
So anyways, this is probably something that's going to make Dean, the host of Robot in the Corner, his GIO name is born for this. It's probably going to make him happy. Team Meat, that makes Super Meat Boy, is now a 3DS developer. So that could mean that there could be a Super Meat Boy handheld version in 3D.
Yeah, because we needed an extra dimension to kill ourselves with in Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. I don't know, as Dean said, whether he's picking up a 3DS, because, you know, that he may not be happy about being forced to buy another handheld just for that.
Well, I'm not sure if he's picking up a 3DS or not, but he says he really likes Super Meat Boy, so this could be what makes him get a 3DS.
Well, that's what I mean. He may not be happy about that.
He may not be, but...
So much monies.
Just wait a little while. Wait for a price drop, and the game will be cheaper too.
Don't do it.
That's what I do, because I'm poor.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Salut!
So
okay. So what's next?
The world of news.
All right.
So
Or
EA.
Should we go to the weather?
EA is working on ideas for Mirror's Edge 2.
Good. So, good.
Yes, good.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would be happy with that.
Mm-hmm. I, for one, will.
I would personally like to see improvements. That I played the demo, it didn't really get sucked in. I thought there were some things that could be changed, but I feel like if it was done a little bit better and there's a little bit more, just some minor tweaks, I feel like it could become a really big cult classic.
Oh, it has a cult following already.
Yeah, that's not a big enough one that people were expecting a sequel. Because didn't they kind of quietly announce or say something about how they're, you know, they didn't say we're not doing one, but they kind of said we're not currently working on it or something like that.
Well, at first they said they are working on, they have a small team working on it, and then like 3 or 4 months ago they said something like, they've canceled development on it. It's not currently being worked on. And then now they come out saying that they're working on ideas for it.
And I think that was one of the games that the CEO of EA used as an example of games that, well, you know, they may have been good or whatever, but they didn't sell, so
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
With the announcement of Mirror's Edge 2, I'm sure it'll pique some interest for everyone who had always heard about the game and never bothered to pick it up or anything like that, and could probably pick it up. Isn't it on? You can get it off of Xbox Live, can't you?
I think so.
I think so.
Don't quote me on that. But.
Right. It seems like it's a game that you would be able to. If not, they're dirt cheap at GameStop and pretty much anywhere you go for a copy of Mirror's Edge. So pick one up. Stupid.
I recently saw, I don't know whether it was a video when they were talking about the possibility of 2 or something, but whatever it was, they had some gameplay video of the first game, and I have to admit, I almost felt a little seasick.
Yeah. That is kind of a thing with the game.
Yeah, it is. It's first-person parkour, so yeah, you're gonna get seasick while playing it, but it's still a lot of fun.
It depends if you got a wastebasket handy.
So
on that note, next.
Next.
Good to see Mirror's Edge 2. Yeah. Gears could be coming to PS3, if you believe some words from EA. Epic. Is it president of Epic? I'm not sure. But it's Mike Capps.
What's his name? I think Capps is prez.
Yeah.
I think so. Sounds about right.
He says that he wouldn't mind taking Gears to PS3. I personally don't care. It would be cool to see PlayStation 3 users experience Gears, but
yeah,
like, not if they're gonna, like, on the GIO post, they're just loading for it. It was ridiculous.
There was so much butthurt. Okay, guys, they're not going to be making Gears a PS3 exclusive. They're not gonna jump ship mid-franchise. That would be financial suicide. Especially with, already installed base of Gears fans for, two sequels for the 360. So, they said that Epic still has control of, they have the rights to the game, and they will determine what systems, it'll come to. So, just completely, writing off all the 360 fans and jumping ship, exclusively to PS3 would be stupid. If that does happen, I'm just going to shut up for the rest of my life because I don't know anything about business. So.
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me seeing comments like that on the news stories. I mean, look at any article on Activision and those kinds of idiotic comments come out. So, and whether it's the console wars,
fanboys
and that stuff. It just gets ridiculous. But my question: are we talking Gears 3 or are we talking the Gears franchise?
He didn't exactly say really. He just said that they're in control of Gears, and there could be maybe Gears coming out for PS3, like maybe a triple pack. So it probably is that the whole franchise would come out.
Hmm.
I could see them doing a double pack like they did with like God of War did. And then coming out with the third one.
Yeah, do that to build hype.
Yeah. Yep. But.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, Gears 3 comes out in September, so they'd have to announce it pretty early.
Yeah, they'd have to be working on it already.
The thing is, for all we know, they completely could be.
Well, that's true, they could, without announcing it. One thing, I mean, disregarding the fanboys for the moment, you have to wonder if Gears goes to PS3, the idea of exclusives. I mean, the Xbox is starting to lose the exclusives war in a way because, Halo and Gears of War were kind of like their major exclusive franchise.
Well, they still have Halo.
Still have Halo. And Mass Effect, the original Mass Effect was an exclusive.
Yeah.
Right, but not anymore.
Yeah, and until EA bought out BioWare, yeah.
Which the original Mass Effect is going to stay exclusive, but they don't have any exclusive franchise for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that could be interesting news as far as Microsoft is concerned. though.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they have Halo to churn out money, they'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Halo will always sell, no matter
Even
what.
Halo Wars. That sold pretty good. I know plenty of people who bought that who had never even cared really that much about real-time strategy, who only bought Halo Wars because it was a Halo game.
Haha, suckers.
And I'll bet you anything they didn't care about any RTS games after that either.
Probably not.
I would love to get, like, either control of that franchise, Halo, or Call of Duty, and just make some, like, game where you literally just, like, stare at someone for, like, 2 hours, and then it just rolls credits, and see how many people still buy it.
Just put the Halo or Call of Duty name on it.
Yeah, Call of Duty stare contest.
People will buy it, I guarantee you. I'd probably buy it, actually.
You have to stare into your Kinect for 2 hours, and if you do, you get a sweet bonus ending.
and they get an achievement.
Yep. It's actually 1,000 achievements, so...
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. the Gears thing, it's... I'm just going to say it. I'm going to put my... I'll say it. Gears is not going to jump ship and be exclusive to PS3, so all you fanboys out there, don't get your knickers in a twist.
It's obvious, really, that it's not going to be exclusive to PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Anybody with an intelligence knows that, so of course I guess that does exclude the fanboys. But
Yeah. But it's just, it's that mentality, like, if whatever, it doesn't matter what happens, like Insomniac going multi-platform. That made a lot of people angry, and it's not even, it's like PlayStation 3 is going to keep resistance and stuff, and it's not like they're losing Insomniac as a developer. They're still going to get Insomniac's good games.
Yeah.
But it's just that they could share it.
It's just some other people are going to get it too.
Yep.
Oh, damn. I think Skype kind of made Michael shut up for a second. Mike, hang on, we're coming. I have bad weather around here, and you there, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Skype kind of went all bananas and made you shut up for a second. So, talking about Insomniac.
Yeah, Insomniac. When they announced that they were going multi-platform, some PlayStation 3 fans went bananas for it. But they're not going to lose Insomniac games.
No, it's just again. It happened again.
They're not going to lose Insomniac games. They're just going to lose the right to be the only people to play them, is what Michael was probably going for.
You still there, Michael?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's typing in chat as well.
Yeah.
You know, I have a feeling it's those very words that you're trying to say that are knocking you off.
Yeah, I'm just going to shut up.
Try to reword it.
It's like that Art Bell show when the guy called in about the aliens and they cut the power.
But Insomniac is just going multi-platform. They're still going to share games. It's not like they're an Xbox exclusive developer now. It's what I was trying to say.
There you go.
And Skype keeps shutting me up. So I think it's owned by Sony or Microsoft or somebody.
It's owned by a fanboy.
So what else have we got?
Well, mostly just GD stuff now. Stuff coming out of GDC.
Big GDC stuff was...
Infamous 2 is getting user-created missions. So
that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that is cool.
And a lot of me, personally, and JR, and then a lot of our friends, like, who like Infamous, were kind of scared that it was gonna just have multiplayer that was just shoved in. So, seeing this get, like, turns out, like, in Game Informer's cover story a while back ago, they said that, Sucker Punch said that they were happy to see what multiplayer is doing on the PlayStation 3 when Game Informer asked about it. So it's good to see that they were talking about Little Big Planet instead of like Uncharted 2, which was at first single player only, and then in the second one it got multiplayer.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm still new to the PS3, so I haven't done any of the Uncharted yet. I'm going to, though. I've been wanting to.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Uncharted is awesome.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
Yeah, I have a lot of catching up to do.
I don't play the PS3, and I basically have it for Uncharted right now.
It's the Uncharted box.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Uncharted Station 3.
Yes. Kind of like when the 360 first came out, all my friends call it the Oblivion box.
Yep.
Yep.
On to topic number 2 of GDC.
It's GDC. Someone I heard is making a new MMO.
Yep. It's called Bungie. You heard of them?
Bungie.
The name is kind of familiar.
It's, they
made a little game called Halo. It's kind of indie.
Halo? What?
Halo.
Did that even, like, sell, like 100 units?
I think it sold about maybe 20 copies.
I don't know anybody who's ever heard of Halo.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Halo. Is
that like... Games.
We're playing on
like
the show.
We are beating a dead horse into the ground. It's like 4 feet deep now.
We're playing on this joke, and we were 5 minutes earlier, we're talking about Halo.
Hey, at least we commit to the joke.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Oh, well.
It's like a...
So yeah,
dead horse.
The Halo MMO, I'm kind of... Halo MMO, Jesus. Bungie MMO.
Caught yourself there.
Yep. I'm a little nervous because there really hasn't been any sort of successful or out-the-box successful console MMO, has there? Can anyone think of one?
You can't even have one on Xbox.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 11 was pretty kind of successful for what it was.
Yeah.
So.
And I haven't played DC Online yet. I want to check that out and see how that is.
I played the beta. It was kind of fun. It had some issues, but of course every MMO is going to have issues.
Right, right.
And I'm hearing some issues from IGN's Greg Miller. I'm hearing some issues about it from him. Saying, he plays it, he loves DC, if you listen to the IGN's podcast and stuff. So, and he literally said when he was younger that if he could design what heaven looked like, Metropolis would be his heaven.
Aww.
That's sweet. So,
that's lovely.
So he said that DCUO is pretty much his heaven. So he played that nonstop, and he says, he says he likes it at some points, but there's just so many technical difficulties with it right now.
Well, yeah, everything online is, especially when it's brand new, is going to...
Yeah.
Even, you don't know Jack the first day. I bought it release day, and it had online issues. So...
The thing that I'm really worried about, though, with the Bungie game coming up is... One of the, I don't remember what it was, but they're one of the contractors, quote unquote, that was on it, said, oh, it's pretty much World of Warcraft in space. And that's why people are there's so many MMOs, because all they are World of Warcraft, but. That's why people say it's so saturated. They're nobody says that shooters are a really saturated market.
Yes, I've said that.
People will buy shooters. Well, people do say, but it's something that people will still buy a shooter. You cannot go from, you cannot play four MMOs at once.
No, because
it's... Especially if you're not financially viable to do that.
Right, and it's just way too much time that needs to be invested into, like Bulletstorm, like you said, you can knock that out in, 7-8 hours, right? Ish?
Approximately.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can get your goodies. You can get your jollies out of that, but to really get, the full experience of an MMO, you gotta commit to that game and do nothing but that, pretty much.
If you want me to, I'll go into WoW and do my slash plane, and it's probably at a month now on one character, at least maybe two, in game time.
Yeah. I'm gonna smile and nod.
Yeah, and back away.
Yeah.
What you're saying, Cody, most MMOs are World of Warcraft, but, Lord of the Rings Online went free-to-play a few months back, and I checked it out for a minute, and it is basically World of Warcraft, but set in Lord of the Rings settings.
Yeah. Well, everyone's
copying
it. That
was a brilliant move by them, though, to try to go free-to-play. They got a lot of player base. They have a real cult following now. There's a lot of people who are highly dedicated to it. I almost want to compare it to the EVE Online culture, where there's people that just love that game, and they will play that game to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying it was a bad idea to go free to play. I'm just saying
I think it's actually their best move.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that the game is basically World of Warcraft, but for Lord of the Rings fans.
Well, I mean, it's a successful genre, so, you know, yeah, they're going to play off of it and pretty much copy it almost. But if they're going to do the thing that I'm worried about is getting a World of Warcraft type game on a console, because I've played games that were originally PC, strictly PC, like Command & Conquer and Diablo, and when they ported them over to consoles, just using a controller to manage your resources and just into input actions is so clumsy and ham-fisted. Like, if you've ever played Diablo on the original PlayStation, you'll know what I'm talking about. It just doesn't transpose well onto consoles and controllers. Now, if you can use a mouse and keyboard with the new Bungie MMO, then we might have something. But I'm more concerned about getting a full MMO user interface just and trying to compress it into a controller without any sort of keyboard or anything.
Well, we haven't actually seen anything yet, and it is designed for consoles, so it could be mapped for console controllers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's going to be tough to get something like that on Xbox just because of the fee issue. I mean, I think that's a major barrier getting any MMO on an Xbox is Microsoft charging, and then will they want a cut of the fee that you pay Bungie or, you know.
Oh yeah, that's why Final Fantasy isn't on it.
They
deal with them.
Exactly. So I, you know, if Bungie is doing that, I can't see it really coming out on the Xbox.
Yeah, it's going to be PS3 exclusive. There you go, fanboys.
Well, they'll probably
go gloat at recess now.
To end, I think we all mostly have our talk done on this, but to end, like, to have the last say on this, I believe that, and I've said this before, until somebody is able to do something different than World of Warcraft, do it successfully, and do their damnedest to have it as polished as possible at launch, there is absolutely zero way that they can survive in a subscription-based program with World of Warcraft still alive.
Oh, no. WoW is... You can't dethrone WoW, and it's not going to be dethroned for any time soon. Yep. And the thing is, no one's willing to invest the money in some sort of MMO that's unconventional. They see WoW as that's a proven money-making formula. So the people who want to invest money into an MMO want to be guaranteed that they're going to be making something back. Like, you know, the people with the money aren't in there to make games. They're in there to make money. So, oh, crap, we lost Michael again.
Yeah, and there's Cody. I was going to say, did we lose Cody, too?
Do what now? Sorry.
I think we lost Cody, too.
We lost Cody. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, well,
thank God for editing.
There's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back. Oh, here we go. Cody, you back? Cody? Crap. You know what? I'm just going to stop this one, and we'll call this, you know, Act 2. So, we'll be back after these messages.
David's calling me?
Yeah!
Oh, wait, never mind. We're back.
I think we pretty much covered all the news anyway.
Yeah.
It's just GDC.
A little bit of GDC left. Some resistance, NGP, Donkey Kong, different stuff.
Oh, yeah, Donkey Kong.
Blame Sean.
Okay.
I blame Sean for no Donkey Kong Returns sequel. We all blame Sean. And you can too at home.
3DS is getting a new... Are we recording now?
Oh yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
I didn't stop, so...
3DS is getting some stuff, like Netflix, TurboGrafx and Game Gear. There's going to be some 18 hotspots launching in May. And then it's getting a Mario 3DS.
No way, a Mario game.
What?
Yeah, Mario just blew your mind.
Yeah, I saw the screen for the title screen, and it seemed like it had a little raccoon tail coming out from the shadow, so... Or it could have been just a poo.
Confirm, next Mario game is Mario just taking a poo.
Mario's poop off.
I'll be honest, I got a little bit excited, if you will, when I saw the tail. I was like, woo!
That's like, yep, that looks like a classic Mario game, you know, or Mario aspect, the little tail from Mario 3.
If they bring the raccoon tail back, fanfare.
They need to bring it back. I never could get into the whole 3D Mario's, Mario 64 and all those. Never could.
Screenshots that showed, it is a 3D Mario, though.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
it looks a little like Galaxy, but a little like Mario 64, too.
Isn't he ugly enough in 2D?
Now he needs him to tell us, it's like I can touch you! Well, Don Hertzfeldt reference for anybody out there.
Well, you know what we need is a 3DS Dr. Mario.
Oh, yeah,
hey, now.
Pretty cool. Like, have
throw pills at you through the skin. Whoa!
I mean, for the people who are already on pills and watching propellers and stuff fly around their heads on the game.
Yep.
One cool thing is that the 3DS is getting Netflix and movie trailers and stuff like that.
Which is
3D movie trailers and 3D movie service. So
that's
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So is it going? So is it going to be have some kind of 3GS type, you know, cell phone provider type thing, a connection, or is it only going to be wireless?
It's going to have like wireless hotspots, AT&T hotspots.
So. Okay. Because really,
probably McDonald's and Starbucks and stuff like that.
I mean, one of the cool things about having Netflix on your iPhone and your Android or whatever is, you know, being able to watch it anywhere, even if it is a small screen. So, you know, having it on the 3DS, unless there's some kind of capability of watching it pretty much anywhere, you might as well watch it on your computer or on your
iPad.
Or on your iPad.
Or your iPad 2. Or your iPhone 5.
Or your iPad 2.
Yeah. I'll take my 3D. I'll watch my Netflix on a 3DS. That way no one else can see.
But the 3D movies thing is probably going to be pretty cool. Like, if they can get 3D movies on that without glasses and handheld, that is pretty good.
I have a feeling that Netflix wouldn't be able to stream 3D movies.
It's going to have its own service. It's not going to be Netflix streaming the 3D movies.
Okay.
Which they haven't announced what it's called or what their partnership is or anything. But they just announced that there will be a 3D movie streaming service coming sometime.
Oh, okay.
They said trailers. Did they say movies precisely? I know they, like, trailers are coming.
Yeah, they said trailers. I think I read somewhere that they're planning on bringing a movie service. I could be totally wrong there, but if it's just trailers, then it's not even half as cool.
Yeah, I mean, why would they waste time bringing you 3D trailers if they're not gonna give you access to
movies,
a 3D movie,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know.
Here you go. You can watch this and then go see the movie at your theater with glasses. Sucks to be you.
Here's what you can't do on your 3DS.
Without glasses 3D. Nope, can't see the whole movie.
But yeah, I'm excited for the 3DS. I think it's going to be a dandy little system. all the features that are coming out of, for it just make me more and more excited, especially the 3D. And since my dad does like 3D photography and stuff like that, I'm going to try to convince him to buy two of them, one for him, one for me.
That would be cool.
That would be great. Unfortunately, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. But can't fault
you
me
can
for trying.
You can still haze. You can pretend you're like 10 years old.
Yeah. You can dad, this is what I want for Christmas.
No, this is what you want for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, what else came out of GDC?
Glad you asked, because GDC has ponytails. See that video?
Lots and lots of ponytails.
I have to say I missed that video.
It was a video that IGN did. They even showed it on Game Informer.
IGN, and there's a song that goes with it.
Yeah, Scott Bromley from IGN is singing the song.
Oh, man. That's all right.
That should definitely be either our outro or our intro for this segment.
Definitely. Make it the outro.
Make a note, Coop.
Yep, go grab it, Coop.
Yeah.
Get the 3DS song.
We love you, Coop.
And it's on YouTube, so it's not going to be that hard.
Yeah, you can snag that.
I think that's about it.
They did the new Unreal 3 engine, which is, you know, for the tech geeks out there. Looks great, but I thought they already had an Unreal 3 engine out.
Yeah, I thought Unreal 3 was what the one is now.
No, yeah, what they're doing is, from what I can read, is they're adding, they don't, like, put a new number on it. They just tweak stuff and make it better, just like Valve does with their Source engine.
Gotcha, okay.
But also, what they're doing with the Unreal Engine is they are pushing it to its utmost limits with this, I believe. To the point where it's like the best possible you can get with it right now. And it looks glorious.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah, it really does.
That was the one thing, my one gripe about the previous Unreal Engines, it made every character in the games have this sort of like plastic sheen on them. It's where everyone kind of looked like old He-Man toys or something. Yeah, you know, like in BioShock, which was BioShock was great and the engine worked well, but every now and then it's like I was just hoping for just like a more realistic like a flesh texture instead of everything having that that Masters of the Universe kind of sheen that everything reflected off of. But so far from what I'm seeing from the new engine, looks like that's been kind of curtailed a bit. So
yeah, it basically looks like CG. With real-time graphics, so it looks really good. I can't wait till they show the actual video.
The thing I'm really excited about, though, is the fact that since it's Unreal 3, I think it'll be able to be used for the current consoles that are out.
I would think so.
I saw a couple people like, oh, I can't wait till the PS4 comes out and the next Xbox. I'm like, it's still Unreal 3, guys.
It's still gonna be. It's gonna be a while. I mean, these are. This generation of consoles is having a great, great shelf life.
Oh yeah. Well, the Renaissance with the Kinect and Move and everything. Even if you don't like the concept of them, the fact that they're coming out and they spent so much money on them, there's no way they're gonna all of a sudden move on to a new console with them. Probably, I would think the soonest would be 2014.
Also, I think that a lot of people learned from what Sony did with the PS2, where developers hit their stride around the 5-year, 6-year mark and knew exactly how to program for these systems to just pump out amazing, amazing games. Like God of War 2, Rogue Galaxy,
Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus, Dark Cloud 2, those came out towards the butt end of these systems.
Metal Gear Solid 3, like, that shouldn't be PlayStation 2 graphics, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They were able to push these systems so far just because they were so familiar with them and were able to use them and manipulate them for so long. I think that's what I hope, at least, that they noticed, like, Xbox and Sony themselves with their however many years they were selling PS2s, they still are. But that you can make a system viable for that long as you commit to it and show support.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And, Xbox and PS3 doesn't look like it has any sort of... There's no end to the road, as far as I can see, right now. I don't think it's even reached... I don't think either system's reached its full potential yet. If they're doing stuff with Kinect... Kinect, I'll admit, is kind of hokey, but... to put it lightly...
Good word, by the way.
Yes. it is kind of hokey, but... Yeah, the technology is extremely impressive, and from everything, all these little, everyone who's like taking apart, hacking it, doing all this great stuff with it, there can be so many more uses than what Microsoft or what the developers are doing with it right now. So I'm looking forward to that little hunk of technology. Not anytime soon, but as long as it still has support, to be really pushing or really making a name for what this generation of games can do, you know, once the technology of like the Kinect technology and the Move is used to its fullest potential.
Exactly. And one thing that the Kinect is going to be doing now, it's getting that update soon where it could detect your facial features and stuff, which that would be great for an RPG.
And
mid word,
great for an R. I can't debate you on that.
An actual letter, it'd be like great. Like you can try to make like an R with your face.
You know, it might be great for an R, but I don't know about a T.
No T, no.
Difficult. How about an S?
An S? Ooh, S might be tricky, and ampersands are right out. So,
ooh, ampersand. Oh, those are nasty.
That's nasty.
Nasty individuals.
Still trying to Skype connect. There we go.
Yeah.
So you're saying Kinect was great for an R?
Kinect is great for an RPG.
Aha.
Yeah, with that facial tracking stuff, people could probably make it to where the game can detect whether you're being sarcastic. Well, you could talk. You could tell the game's lines to the Kinect, and then with your facial features and the sound of your voice, like, they could probably detect whether you're being telling the truth or lying or being sarcastic or something like that.
Maybe it could do that, but I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's still kind of just like, you know, truth voice recognition software is still kind of unreliable, and you'd probably get kind of, you know, screwed over.
Well, not exactly that, but like if you're mad at somebody, they could probably detect it in your face or something. So yeah, the character can just back off a little or something like that. I'm just throwing it out there.
But how weird would you be, like, having to make trying really hard and like over exaggerating facial expressions at your TV, like in the middle of like a battle or like a conversation, like having a scowl on your face as hard as you can until it finally detects you.
There would be so many RPG heroes with genitalia for a face. that would be great for an MMO. That would be junior high all over again.
You know, until I get a man cave of my own and am not playing in the living room, I will not be doing that.
You got a point there.
Yeah.
So is there anything GDC related else you guys wanted to touch on?
I'm trying to think. There's something
the
in my
NGP was talked about.
Yeah, but the NGP. I'm kind of got a love-hate relationship with it, because it looks awesome, but it doesn't even look portable. Like, the joysticks on it, if you put that in your pocket, they look like they're going to break.
No, I haven't really done much research on the thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Look at the picture. Yeah, they do stick out a little bit more, but... It'd be a tough call. I think it's something that we will all have to wait for until we actually get our hands on it.
Yeah. Is that the final product, or is that just still like a prototype model?
That's the, I think that's the final product.
Okay. Yeah, because they have games running out right now and everything.
Oh.
So.
If it's not the final product, they're not going to change much. No. Like, remember when the 3DS was shown off at E3, and then it was shown off a couple, like, 3 months later, and they just, the only change was the slide pad with a different color.
Yeah. And a bunch of people in suits got paid six figures to make that decision.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I has job, please?
Yeah. I can recolor things good. All right, so GDC, that's pretty much the big stuff this week.
And we always got to mention, shout out to Peter Molyneux.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I even had that
Lifetime
written down.
Achievement Award.
Yep.
Oh, good for him.
Yep.
Golf clap.
Oh, golf clap, yes. For Peter Molyneux.
For Molyneux.
Is he French?
Yeah, he sounds British, but his name sounds French.
I live in Louisiana. Everything down here is French, so. Okay.
You sound like you have so much contempt in your voice when you say that.
I live in Louisiana.
Look, it's great to be from here. It sucks living here.
And we'll be getting letters from our New Orleans listeners.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Why do you guys make fun of Louisiana?
Have you heard any of us talk before? Like, I'm surprised I'm not walking out of here with this, you know, twangy-ass accent. Oh, well. Screw Louisiana.
That's pretty much it for the news this week, but there's a couple things, like, Territory on GIO has a contest running that we announced last week, and the winners are in.
Ooh, the envelope of these.
well, I'm going to say it in that voice, because I'm like that.
The winners, Ted Williams voice, yes.
The winners will receive copies of Halo Legends.
Whoa.
The fourth place winner will receive a new copy of 2-disc special edition Halo Legends DVD. The winner is Skull.
Skull!
Hey, oh. Congratulations.
Good for Skull.
Crap, I don't have an air horn or anything. I have a coffee mug and a pencil. There you go.
If I knew how to spell his name, I would put congratulations.
S-K-O-L, right?
Yeah,
that's the only important part of his name.
Yep.
Yeah, it's XXX Skull.
Not like the dipping tobacco Skull. That's
No. In third place, we have a new copy of the Halo Legends DVD. The winner is the One Mob One Boss 2.
Yay!
Yay! Hang on.
Who is that?
Yeah. Don't be thrown off by that name.
P1. Type that out for me.
The One Mob One Boss 2.
One Mob One Boss 2. That's,
I haven't seen him around GIO, so.
No, me neither. Must be a ringer or something.
Yeah.
Nah, that's really me.
Yeah.
It was his different account.
Okay, so hey, good on you, One Mob One Boss 2.
Funny your name.
Yes.
Which, there's something I wanted to point out at the end when I get done announcing the winners. So, hang on to that. The second place winner will receive a new copy of the Halo Legends original soundtrack. The winner is Galaxy 09.
Galaxy 09.
I think I've heard of him. He's kind of new. So.
Yay! Yay! And that's for Mob Boss 2-1. Also, 1. God, brain fart.
So proud of you.
I'm worthless.
Two much Sudafed.
Oh boy, you have no. It's been a Xanax and Sudafed week for me. I'm surprised.
You have no.
Yeah, pretty much. Like fear and loathing in my house, right?
And now on to the first place winner. The first place winner will receive an open copy of the 2-disc special edition of Halo Legends and soundtrack.
An open copy?
Yeah, it's some kind of gag gift.
Oh, okay.
We should fill it full of sand for no reason.
The winner is... Delancey.
Delancey!
Yay!
I know that guy, I think.
He won our contest last week.
PSOB.
And the grand prize winner will receive a brand new Halo Legends Blu-ray with the Halo Legends soundtrack.
Ding ding. Hot dog, we have a winner. Who won this fabulous prize today?
Joshua Weeble.
Joshua Weeble.
Yeah, heard of. Congratulations to Joshua. Hooray.
And it was a random contest, so...
Yeah, it was.
Kirkie told me that he literally just put the names in his pocket, then pulled them out.
There you go.
So they got that few entries, huh?
Well, congratulations, you lucky so-and-sos.
Yep. But here's the catch.
Oh.
To claim the prize, you have to go to Turd Furry, and you had to comment in this episode and say, I won, or something like that. And you have to go to Turd Fergie and claim your prize. If you didn't listen to this episode, then
so
you
we have
to get your prize.
Why do we put them through torture so they get a prize?
That's the reward.
Well, the point of the prize was that it was sponsored by GIOR, is what Turd Fergie was telling me. So what's the point of a sponsored contest when the people that won didn't even listen to the show?
Yeah, we're not just going
to
give this stuff away. You got to earn it, man.
Just
yeah.
Hack the computer, have it so it's like white.
Oh, damn Skype.
So we forced them to sit through 2 hours of this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before finding out they won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which we're not going to tell them that they won though. They have to listen to the podcast first. I asked her specifically. Yeah. I asked him for specifically not to tell them that they.
That they won.
That they won. Thank you. Way to catch him.
Oh. That they won.
Mike, just so you know, I'm finishing all of your sentences whenever you get knocked off, so I hope I'm right.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay.
I just didn't want anyone... So anyone listening to this, don't tell the winners that they won.
Yeah.
Let them listen to the podcast, and I'll know if they won or not, because... They have to comment on the GIOR page, too. So.
GIOR page 2. I'm pseudo-fed up. Oh, okay.
So when I post a podcast, they have to comment after they listen and say, oh, great, I won, and stuff like that. Then they go to Turd Fergie and claim their prize.
You got all that?
That's clear as mud.
All right, well, I think Hist has the kind of bounce.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. We're wrapping up the show anyways.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much, sir, and please come back.
It's been a pleasure, and I promise not to be as much of a pain as I was this time, and if you do have me back.
Oh, no.
You were the pain. We were the pain.
Did you even listen to our first episode?
I was talking about before the show.
That's no problem.
Oh.
We're here like 10 minutes late.
Yeah, and you live like, you know, there's a 2-hour time difference, so.
Yeah. Am I your first Pacific person?
I believe
you're
so.
Your first guest period, so.
Yeah. Your first guest period. You are number one.
Oh, I thought Cody was a guest too.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna be on in 2 weeks, bud.
Technically, I guess Cody was here first, so.
That is true.
I was actually at my computer for 2 hours. So I was here at 6. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get out with Ghost Pig. Gonna make sure everything's good.
You were in line 3 days ago, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Amped out overnight. Pre-ordered.
You are kind of our number one fan, though. You've been excited for this podcast for a while since I announced it.
I've been keeping track of it since you, like, since you first mentioned it to Ghost Pig that you wanted to do a podcast. I was like, really?
I'll try to do better next week for you, man. This week's kind of a wash for me. I got no material, and I'm out in space touching the butterflies and the
alien. It's Sean's fault. No.
It's Sean's fault.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I mean, I did listen to last week's, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
Not and, good. Interesting.
Right.
But no, and it's really cool that you have worked so hard to get all this together. So, great stuff. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, hey, thank you for sharing your time with us this evening.
And I'd be happy to be back sometime.
We would love to have you back. And next time, I'll bring cake.
And I will listen to this episode, so if you badmouth me after I leave, I'll hear it.
Okay.
Guess what we're doing.
We'll see you later, dude.
For the rest of the podcast.
All right. Talk to you.
So many ponytails at GDC.
Ponytails!
Look at this.